India's Christians in Karnataka state face a great risk. A ministry provides hope and warmth during a cold snap in India, and Kazakhstan's elections provide few surprises or changes. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Karnataka State is one of the most dangerous places in India for Christians, according to a recent report. However, harassment doesn't always come in the form of violence. It's often subversive and draining. Don Edwards is a spokesman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says a group of their partners is still trying to resolve a case that's 2.5 years old. They've had to appear in court every month since then. Yesterday,
there was another court hearing that was postponed again for another 5 days. The court hearing now has been postponed until January 24, next Tuesday. And we certainly would appreciate any prayers from those who would remember Mission India's ministry, especially in the state of Karnataka.
More delays. Even with that distraction, the team continues to share the hope of Christ. Pray
that this case would be dismissed and these Christians would no longer be harassed simply because they were conducting a training for Christians to share the gospel.
We'll have more in the report on Monday. Meanwhile, it's cold in India. How cold? Well, according to reports, it's below freezing in some parts of the country. India Partners reports the cold is already responsible for 35 deaths. India Partners wants to prevent any more from happening, so they're providing 6,000 blankets in Andhra Pradesh state. Each blanket costs $10. As you help provide warmth, you're also providing the gospel. If you'd like to help, go to our featured link section at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kazakhstan is stabilized enough to consider lifting a state of emergency early. The unrelated conflict came just ahead of elections and created uncertainty about the current regime. However, the president's party remains in power and parliament begins its new session today. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says that means things are unlikely to change in the church's favor.
Once these laws go into place, it's the evangelical churches that appear to take the brunt of the crackdown that takes place. So it's definitely a situation that bears watching. It's definitely a situation that bears for a lot of prayers. And we need just to pray for the security and protection of evangelical churches that are there.
SGA will continue to provide support to believers there.
Whatever changes happen in Kazakhstan or the other Central Asian countries, I think we just need to pray that the Lord would intervene in the hearts of the leadership, that their hand against the churches would be relaxed and people would be free to worship and proclaim the gospel.
Next, because of a home-building ministry, God's growing the church in rural Guatemala. Paradise Bound Ministries started by building homes for needy people through work teams, sharing the gospel at the same time. Paradise Bound's Dan Smith says as people came to Christ, the need for discipleship training emerged. Then something miraculous happened.
As the discipleship began to grow, and these have turned into church plants without us really making them that ourselves, or specifically engineering a church plant, it's automatically happened as they began to grab a hold of the gospel in their lives.
Out of that grew the need for leadership training. That program started with 22 students in October, and it needs your support.
We actually send our vehicles out to those villages on that quarterly basis and pick the pastors up, bring them to our facility, and then bring them back home after that weekend event. It's about $250 per training session. Per pastor.
An HCJB Global partner station, Andean Sun Radio in Peru, is using their short feature program, Currents and Missions, to encourage Christians. One listener wrote that he had a limited understanding of missions beforehand. Now he understands what's expected of him. Produced in Quito, Ecuador, Currents and Missions airs on the ALIS HCJB Spanish satellite radio network with some 100 affiliates, primarily in Latin America, but also in North America. Pray many believers would be encouraged. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for some great missions resources? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.